Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Justice Channel on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am Ernest L. Moore, the host and the creator of the Justice Channel. The Justice Channel is anti-fascist propaganda media. We bring you the stories and issues that the mainstream media does not cover. This is the first episode of the E.L. Moore Journal on the Justice Channel, which is being broadcast on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Today I have some very compelling issues to report and also a lot of commentary on those issues. Today is Saturday. This is the Memorial Day weekend. In the year of 2015, the date is May 23rd, and that's 2015. This weekend got off to a very depressing start, because today they gave this revelation over there, or actually the court decision in the city of Cleveland with the latest police shooting, to exonerate one of the police officers that was involved. Now, I could go on. I could probably do a whole show on that, go on for about an hour analyzing that particular court case. It does bring up a lot of questions. One, why was just one officer cited or charged? What about all the others? I haven't researched the case yet, but I can see that there's definitely something terribly wrong. Now, the other question is, why did it go to a bench trial? Usually in criminal cases, you have a jury trial. And that's one of the main reasons why they set up juries for these type of cases, because they know most of the time these judges are bought off by politicians and other special interests. So just to have one judge make a decision that is actually rather a matter of life or death in this situation is very inappropriate. I don't know why the attorneys even agreed to something like this. Now, I have been planning some other shows. There has been a constant stream of events recently that I've been planning to cover. But I see the main thrust in the United States is just a steady stream of atrocities. On and on and on. Now, a couple weeks ago, I attended one of the meetings of local government here with the L.A. County Board of Supervisors, in which they voted to remove ICE agents out of the Twin Towers jail system that they have here, or they call it a correctional facility, which is basically just aiding and abetting illegal aliens. And this right in spite of the high-profile trial that was going on for the Boston bomber. And I was going to do a show on that. That raises a whole lot of questions. How come just this Joachim Sonarev, I don't even know how to pronounce his name, how come he was the only one that's charged? When they let him come over here illegally, they were warning the United States Immigration Services that he was a terrorist and that they should not let him in this country. He was, I think, he was over here on a visitor's visa, and that had expired. He should not have been in this country. I'm surprised no one has filed criminal negligence lawsuits against the federal government, as well as criminal charges against the immigration officials here in the United States, as well as the Obama administration. Now, we just had big riots there in Baltimore. Ferguson has been going on and on. I could do a whole show about their recent elections. We just had some filthy elections over here. I can prove that these elections are totally fraudulent, and they're being manipulated and controlled by special interests, I would say, in our government. I blame Bush for everything. Let's just put it that way, or the Bush family regime and Skull and Bones, which dominate the executive branch of our government. Now, we also have had, there's been some recent police murders here in Los Angeles, California. And the district attorney or LAPD do not want to release the video about these shootings. And I believe the main reason is because they're afraid that it will spark another big riot. I don't think it's going to be like the 92 riots. I am going to do another show on just specifically on the 92 riots. Actually, the anniversary was just a couple weeks ago, because I believe, to get down to the brass tacks, I believe that it was engineered by the Bush administration to keep Bush out of the news. That's another whole long discussion, and it's not being addressed in the mainstream media now. Most of the information they're giving out about the 92 riots is fascist propaganda. So let's get to my main subject for this show, because I only have about 20 minutes left. And that is actually this speech by Hillary Clinton, which came out just before this particular verdict here in Cleveland. And I'm going to play you a little clip from the audio from the video, which was posted up on YouTube. I believe she was speaking at Columbia University. I'm going to play that clip for you now, and then we'll come back. And maybe we'll have some callers. If not, I will continue my commentary. Let me see if I can get this clip going here.
This is a time when our collective efforts to devise approaches to the problems that still afflict us is more important than ever. Indeed, it is a time for wisdom. For yet again, the family of a young black man is grieving a life cut short. Yet again, the streets of an American city are marred by violence, by shattered glass and shouts of anger and shows of force. Yet again, a community is reeling, its fault lines laid bare, and its bonds of trust and respect frayed. Yet again, brave police officers have been attacked in the line of duty. What we have seen in Baltimore should, indeed, I think does, tear at our soul. From Ferguson to Staten Island to Baltimore, the patterns have become unmistakable and undeniable. Walter Scott, shot in the back in Charleston, South Carolina, unarmed, in debt, terrified of spending more time in jail for child support payments he couldn't afford. Tamir Rice, shot in a park in Cleveland, Ohio, unarmed and just 12 years old. Eric Garner, choked to death after being stopped for selling cigarettes on the streets of our city. And now Freddie Gray, his spine nearly severed while in police custody. Not only as a mother and a grandmother, but as a citizen, a human being, my heart breaks for these young men and their families. We have to come to terms with some hard truths about race and justice in America. There is
That was part of the audio from the speech from the video that is on YouTube from Hillary Clinton. You can see the full speech from the link that I have on my show page. Now, in that particular speech, Hillary Clinton goes on to say, and I'm reading actually from the Truth and Action publication entitled, that police are intentionally killing black men in unmistakable and undeniable. The police are intentionally killing black men is unmistakable and undeniable. She goes on in that particular video to say this: there is something profoundly wrong when African-American men are still far more likely to be stopped and searched by police, charged with crimes, and sentenced to longer prison terms than are meted out to their white counterparts. There is something wrong when a third of all black men face the prospect of prison during their lifetimes. From Ferguson to Staten Island to Baltimore, the patterns have become unmistakable and undeniable. Walter Scott, shot in the back in Charleston, South Carolina. Tamir Rice, shot in a park in Cleveland, Ohio. Eric Garner, choked to death after being stopped for selling cigarettes. Yet again, the family of a young black... Read over. Yet again, the family of a young black man is grieving a life cut short. Yet again, the streets of an American city are marred by violence, by shattered glass and shouts of anger and shows of force. Yet again, a community is reeling, its fault lines laid bare. Now, I say that I agree with Hillary Clinton that the police are being sent out deliberately to kill American Negroes. I would say that they're actually being sent out in death squads.
This was the same tactic that was used in Central and South America back in the 80s by the Reagan and Bush administrations, by the CIA, to destabilize those countries. They're doing the same thing here. I don't know exactly what the point is or the motive is. They may be trying to incite a Black American war, or they want widespread riots so they can lock us all down. I think the ultimate thing is that they're trying to establish a fascist police state. I believe we are living in the rise of the Fourth Reich in the United States. This is not only a threat to Black Americans, this is a threat to all Americans. And everyone needs to wake up, and we all need to start taking action. The police and our government are supposed to be working for us, not brutalizing us and oppressing us and stealing our tax dollars and sending trillions of dollars out of this country to protect the borders of someone else's country and destabilize that country, and then send them all over here. They're supposed to be using that money to invest in this country to make this country the best country in the world. They are not doing that. They are not protecting American citizens, especially Black Americans, are not receiving any protection under the law. One of the other comments I have about Hillary Clinton's speech here is that she is admitting that there's something terribly wrong, but she's not giving any viable solutions. She's also not pinpointing who exactly is to blame for this, or what persons are involved. Now, I'm sure there's several persons are involved, and especially the executive branch of our government. With this latest atrocity, I've noticed that it's not getting a lot of exposure in the news yet. It might if some riots break out. I have noticed that this speech by Hillary Clinton is not getting a lot of exposure in TV network stations or TV network or network TV news broadcasts. I think this is a major, or this should be a major concern in this country. This should be the first thing that these network news TV shows should be addressing and covering, but they're not. Now, Obama calls this a slow-rolling crisis, I believe is what he said exactly. To me, it's moving very quickly. And he's not doing anything to stop it. And not only Obama, but the DOJ. There's a whole lot more that they can do. And if you look on the show page for this show, you'll see a picture of Eric Holder there, who is supposed to be a Black American, is the head of the DOJ. Or I think they got another lady, I'm sorry. I think Lynch is supposed to take over. I don't know if she's taken over yet. But that is a picture of Eric Holder, the former head of the DOJ in the United States. Who's ever in charge of the DOJ is not doing anything. And that brings up another question. One of the other things that's going on here in Los Angeles County is that they have charged. Actually, they brought federal charges. This is the DOJ here in Los Angeles County brought federal charges against high-ranking sheriff's deputies in the sheriff's department here in Los Angeles. And this shows that they could be doing the same thing to these other officers there in Cleveland and Ferguson, et cetera, they could be filing federal charges that would incur rather stiff criminal penalties, including long jail times. I'm sure in this case in Cleveland, there was obstruction of justice by those police officers. I'm sure they lied on their police reports. I'm sure they tried to cover up other evidence. I would say that this is a conspiracy. They could say it's a conspiracy because there were several other officers involved. So they could be filing federal conspiracy charges against them, and as well as probably corruption, which would go into the higher ranks of the police department there, which the DOJ is not doing. I see I have a caller here. I'm going to check in with the caller, see if they have anything to say. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I wanted to find out about your definition of the death squad. Do you think that's a formal policy or an informal policy of the cops? I'm just reading your description page, so that's why I'm asking.
Well, I'm getting a buzz on your line. I don't know if that's me
that's
or you.
Me.
Or...
No, that's me. I have a bad connection.
Okay, yeah, it's a very bad connection. Well, I don't know at this point. It's definitely, can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would say that it's definitely, what can I say, clandestine order.
Well, do you think do you think, though, it's informal, something which is unspoken, but yet everybody knows? Or do you think it's a formal policy that nobody's talking about, and at the same time, clandestine?
Well, I'm sure it's not a formal policy that's published throughout the police stations that they could use to actually prosecute who's ever behind it. It's definitely some secret orders or organization that's going on.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to find out your opinion. It could be. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. I believe in documents, and notwithstanding documents, then I believe in connecting the dots. So I guess you've connected the dots as opposed to having any kind of documents on hand.
Well, I'm comparing it to what they were doing actually from the Clinton and Bush administration back in the 80s when they were using the Contras to send out death squads in Central and South America.
Yeah, I think that's pretty well known, and I think maybe people can download that. And yes, there was COINTELPRO, but that's different than, you know, than having the death squads that you have in your description page.
You say it's different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I would like to go into more detail with you on that, but we have about 4 more minutes left.
Oh, okay.
So I take it that you don't agree with that particular assessment on my part.
Well, I don't know which one. Yeah. Well, I don't know which one. Because you're saying it's clandestine, but you're thinking that it's a formal policy but isn't published.
Well, no, that I'm comparing it to the death squads in Central and South America. You're saying there's no comparison.
Well, I'm not that familiar with the death squads other than Noguera had sent out death squads, probably assisted by Reagan. But if you're going to say that, if you're going to use that as a comparison, then you're saying that the death squads have to be funded by the federal government to kill local blacks?
Well, actually, I could say that they're being funded through the local governments. They could have federal funding. It's definitely something that needs to be investigated.
Well, again, it's a possibility. Worse things than that have happened in America that people don't know of. So it's a possibility. I wanted to find out if you had documents or if you're just using comparisons and then connecting the dots.
Well, no, I don't have any solid evidence at this point. I am investigating.
All right. You might come up with something, or maybe you won't.
Yeah. Now, what do you think this is?
I think that is just a matter of cops who see people who aren't their own, and they have less tolerance, less patience for them. Have more disdain. White cops have more disdain for black criminals or black suspects than they would for white criminals or white suspects, and they probably have less patience, less tolerance, rooted in probably rooted in racism.
Okay, well, I agree with you on that one, 100%. But now, how do you explain that there's been so many cases recently? I mean, high-profile cases.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the police would have more discretion at this point, and that the courts, and especially the DOJ, would be cracking down.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Department of Justice is supposedly cracking down. As I think it issued a report that racism was involved in Ferguson. And I'm only talking about people who were killed. I'm not talking about crime in general. Because if you're going to take a look at the number of people who were killed by police, more whites have been killed than blacks.
I've heard that also before. I would, there's a lot I could say about that, but I only have about 90 seconds left.
Okay. And that's not to say that racism wasn't a motivation for those people who were killed by white cops. But you've only got a couple of seconds left. I called in too late.
Okay. Well, do you want to give your name?
Yeah, my name's Joe.
Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I hope you call in again sometime in the future. Another show.
All right. Okay. Take it easy now. Bye-bye.
You too. And that's about all I have time for today. I am going to be doing regular broadcasts now every Saturday about 9 p.m. I hope everyone will come back. I'm going to continue and actually go deeper into all of the other things that I wanted to focus on in future shows. This is the E.L. Moore Journal on the Justice Channel, broadcasting through the Blog Talk Radio Network. Signing off for today.
Now is my time to shine. When your time comes, don't postpone it. When others out and out, you don't condone it. Truth be told, yourself is your toughest opponent. When your moment comes, grab hold and own it. Never let go, stand tall and hold tight. Overcoming obstacles is the objective in life. Doubters overnight, and onto them you shine bright. Cause inside your head, on goes the light. Ignite. Plant the intuition upon the stars in the night that glisten. To you they listen, to be you send it a wish in. When your time comes, don't postpone it. When others out and out, you don't condone it. Truth be told, yourself is your toughest opponent. When your moment comes, grab hold and own it. Never let go, stand tall and hold tight. Overcoming obstacles is the objective.
perspective and life. Shadows overnight, and onto them you shine bright. Cause inside your head, on goes the light.
Ignite.
Plant the intuition upon the stars in the night that glisten. To you they listen, to be you it's them that I wish in. When your time comes, don't postpone it. When others doubt and out, you don't condone it.
Truth be told,
yourself is your toughest opponent. When your moment comes, grab hold and own it. Never let go, stand tall and hold tight. Overcoming obstacles is the objective in life. Shadows overnight, and onto them you shine bright. Cause inside your head, on goes the light.
Ignite.
Plant the intuition upon the stars in the night that glisten. To you they listen, to be you it's them that I wish in. Listen, do your own math and learn from the steps that you are missing. Create your own path with your own vision.